Good morning. Our question today is somebody who said a bracha without a head covering. For example, somebody says borei preitz and an apple or shahakel on a cup of water or coffee and then figures out, oy gevalt, I did not have a head covering on, my kippah was not there. Does the bracha count or does the bracha not count, and does he have to say a bracha again when he continues to drink or eat? So the Tshuva Shemesh, whom again has an interesting approach to this, he says even somebody who says a bracha b'mezid deliberately with his head uncovered does not repeat the bracha again. The problem here is not in the bracha. The problem is in the individual who said the bracha that had chutzpah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he said a bracha, said Shem Hashem, without a head covering. And he says as follows, that the fact that you did it wrong once, it's not something that we can fix by saying a bracha again with a head covering. And he says a parallel, very interesting parallel. He says it's like somebody who goes into a shul with his head uncovered. There's no way to fix that by going back into the shul with a head covering, with a kippah the second time. It cannot be fixed. The fact is, he went into the shul without a head covering. The only way to fix that is with tshuva. The same thing with a bracha. The bracha was fine, but the individual was not fine. And saying a bracha a second time with a head covering doesn't fix the first bracha, which was said without a head covering. So tshuva is what is required in this situation. The tshuvas rivavas, Ephraim Rav Ephraim Greenblatt has a little bit of a different approach. He quotes the tshuva by Rav Moshe that we mentioned a few days ago, of someone who davens by mistake, b'shogeg, without a head covering. Same we would say with b'mezid, if he did it on purpose, without a head covering. So Rav Moshe says that it's a chukas agoyim, that the non-Jews, they are strict to have their prayers with their heads uncovered. We have to do the opposite and make sure that we have our heads covered when we daven. And in fact, said Rav Moshe, where somebody davens with the head uncovered, that's a toeva, that's an abomination. It violates the Isser Doraisa of Chukas Agoyim, going in the pagan ways, and the davening has to be repeated. So the Rivavas Ephraim says, Lichor, apparently we would say the same thing when it comes to bracha. They indeed, the non-Jews, say a blessing before they have their food, and they do it Begilei Rosh, they say it with their heads uncovered. We have to apparently have to have our heads covered. And if we didn't have our heads covered, maybe it's the same as davening without a head uncovered, that according to Igros Moshe, you have to repeat the davening, you'd have to repeat the bracha. But he comes out as saying as follows, Misha Be'er Begilo Erosh B'Shogi, somebody who indeed did say a bracha and it was by mistake, it wasn't deliberate. Nira, it appears to me that even though brachas are derabanan, Mikomakom Yocha, what you should do is say, so you would think that it's a rabbinic concept to say a bracha before eating so we can be lenient. No, he says that what you should do, not that you should definitely repeat the bracha again and eat the same food, but find another food that's of the same bracha that you didn't have in mind for when you originally said your bracha. For example, if you said a mezonos on a cracker and you figured out, oh, I didn't have my head covering on, so find something that has a mezonos that you weren't expecting to eat. Go out, get a Danish, go to the pantry, something that you didn't have in mind, and say a bracha on that second item, and that second bracha with your head covering, and that'll cover both the new item, the second item you're eating, and the first item that you said the bracha on without a head covering. But nonetheless, he does conclude as follows, that somebody who is lenient and doesn't bother doing this, finding a second food, he doesn't say the bracha again, there is certainly what to be lenient, that you do not have to repeat the bracha, because indeed there is a difference between saying somebody Shmoneh Esrei, davening with one's head uncovered, which is a real abomination, and saying a bracha, which is less of an abomination. There is a basis that we can be lenient on. So the Rivivas Ephraim, he did give that eitzah to say a bracha again on a different food, but at the end of the day he says that is absolutely not necessary. We can be lenient and not repeat. So it seems that the preponderance of the poskim would say that if somebody said the bracha without one's head covering, indeed we would be lenient and you can keep on eating even though the bracha was said without the head covering, but make sure to have it on now when you're eating and going forward. Have a wonderful day.